Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mam Rabbi Avram Goldar and the Maseches Chulin Daf Samach, the third parak El Treifas. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda said that the bull which Adam Rishon sacrificed had a single horn on its forehead because David HaMelech said his praises should be more pleasing to Kodesh Baruch than the shor par. The bull sacrificed by Adam, which was fully grown, a par, at a day old, a shor. Makrin Mafris, horned and hooved. Although Makrin would imply two horns, it's written as Mekarin, implying a single horn. Rav Yehuda said about the bull which Adam sacrificed, Karnav Kodmos Uparsosav, its horns preceded its hooves, because the Pasuk Makrin Mafris implies Makrin Bereshiva Adam Mafris, first horned and then hooved. Although a bull normally grows its horns after its hooves, the first bull was created fully developed and emerged from the ground head first. This supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, Komasa Bereshis b'Komasa Nivru. All works of creation were created with their full stature. L'dayta Nivru, they were created according to their will, b'tzivyonam Nivru. They were created according to their desire regarding their chosen form. As the Pasuk says, V'yichu Hashamayim v'aretz v'kol tzva'am. And the heavens and earth and all their hosts were completed, reading tzva'am as tzivyonam, their desire. Point number two, Rav Shimon Pazi pose an apparent contradiction. One Pasuk says that Hashem made Eshnei HaMa'oros HaGadolim, the two great luminaries, implying the sun and moon were equal in size. And another Pasuk says Esamor HaGadol Vesamor HaKatan, the great luminary and the lesser luminary. The answer is that they were originally created equal sizes, and the moon said, Rabbonu Sha'olam, Efshar L'Shnei Malachim She'ishtamshu B'Kesar Echad, is it possible for two kings to share one crown? Hashem told the moon, L'chiyumati etz atzmech, go and diminish yourself. The moon protested, must I diminish myself because I said something correct? Hashem told it would rule by day and night. But the moon objected, what greatness is there in that? The shraga b'tihara, my honey. For what benefit is a candle by daytime? Hashem said that Yisrael would count their days and years by the moon, but the moon protested that the seasons must be counted by the sun. Hashem said that tzaddikim would be called by its name, such as Yaakov HaKatan. Still, the moon was not placated, and Hashem said, Haviyu kapar alai shema'atiti es ha-yoreach. Bring a kapara for me because I diminished the moon. This is why Lashem, for Hashem, is written about the seer brought on Rosh Chodesh. And point number three, Rav Asi posed an apparent contradiction between psukim. A pasuk on the third day of creation says, Totse arts desha, the earth brought forth vegetation. But another pasuk on Erev Shabbos, the sixth day, says, V'chol siya chasada term ye ba'aretz, all the plants of the field were not yet on the earth. This apparent contradiction teaches that the different types of vegetation began to emerge on the third day, ba'amdu al pesach karka, and they remained at the entrance of the ground waiting for the rain, until Adam Rishon came and beseeched mercy for them, and rain fell, and then they sprouted. This comes to teach you that Kodesh Baruch Hu desires the prayers of the righteous. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Yehuda said that the bull which Adam Rishon sacrificed had a single horn on his forehead because David HaMelech said his praises should be more pleasing to Hashem than the shor par, the bull sacrificed by Adam, which was fully grown a par at a day old, a shor, makrin mafris, horned and hooved. Although makrin would imply two horns, it's written as mekarin, implying a single horn. Rav Yehuda said about the bull which Adam sacrificed, Karnav Kodmos Uparsosav, its horns preceded its hooves, because the Pasuk Makrin Mafris implies Makrin Bereshiva Adam Mafris, first horned and then hooved. Although a bull normally grows its horns after its hooves, the first bull was created fully developed and emerged from the ground head first. This supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, Komasa Bereshis b'Komasa Nivru. All works of creation were created with their full stature. L'dayta Nivru, they were created according to their will, b'tzivyonam Nivru. They were created according to their desire regarding their chosen form. As the Pasuk says, V'yichu Hashamayim v'aretz v'kol tzva'am. And the heavens and earth and all their hosts were completed, reading tzva'am as tzivyonam, their desire. Point number two, Rav Shimon Pazi pose an apparent contradiction. One Pasuk says that Hashem made Eshnei HaMa'oros HaGadolim, the two great luminaries, implying the sun and moon were equal in size. And another Pasuk says Esamor HaGadol Vesamor HaKatan, the great luminary and the lesser luminary. The answer is that they originally created equal sizes, and the moon said, Rabbonu Sha'olam, Efshar L'Shnei Malachim She'ishtamshu B'Kesar Echad, is it possible for two kings to share one crown? Hashem told the moon, L'chiyumati etz atzmech, go and diminish yourself. The moon protested, "Must I diminish myself because I said something correct? Hashem told it would rule by day and night." But the moon objected, "What greatness is there in that? The Shraga B'Tihara, my honey. For what benefit is a candle by daytime?" Hashem said that Yisrael would count their days and years by the moon, but the moon protested that the seasons must be counted by the sun. Hashem said that tzaddikim would be called by its name, such as Yaakov HaKatan. Still, the moon was not placated, and Hashem said, "Havi'u kapara alai shema'atiti esei yoreach. Bring a kapara for me because I diminished the moon." This is why Lashem, for Hashem, is written about the seer brought on Rosh Chodesh. And point number three, Ravasi posed an apparent contradiction between psukim. A pasuk on the third day of creation says, "Totze arts desha," the earth brought forth vegetation. But another pasuk on Erev Shabbos, the sixth day, says, "V'chol siya chasada term yeh ba'aretz," all the plants of the field were not yet on the earth. This apparent contradiction teaches that the different types of vegetation began to emerge on the third day, v'amdu al pesach karka, and they remained at the entrance of the ground waiting for the rain, until Adam Rishon came and beseeched mercy for them, and rain fell, and then they sprouted. This comes to teach you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the prayers of the righteous. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach, and this Siman was suggested to us by Eli Tabari from Texas, as well as from Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggested that Samach has a smiley face, and we use smiley face stickers for the Siman. So here goes. The judges at the Maisa Breshis exhibit, who placed smiley face stickers on the model short par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Breshis B'Kumasa Nivru exhibit, placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon, who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, and were amused at the smiley face flowers in the exhibit that showed Hashem waited to bring out the vegetation until Adam Rishon davened. Once again, slow motion. The judges at the Maisa Breshis exhibit who placed smiley face stickers, that must be on Daf Samach. The judges at the Maisa Breshis exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model short par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Breshis Bo Kumasa Nivru exhibit, which reminds us, Ravuda said that the bull which Adam Rishon sacrificed had a single horn on his forehead because David HaMelech said his praises should be more pleasing to Kadosh Baruch Hu than the short par, the bull sacrificed by Adam, which was fully grown, a par, at a day old, a shor, makrin mafris, horned and hooved. Although makrin would imply two horns, it's written as mekarin, implying a single horn. Rav Yeshua ben Levi stated, "Kol ma'aseh breishis bo kumasa nivru'u." All works of creation were created with their full stature, according to their will, and according to their desire. So the judges of the Maisa Breshis exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model short par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Breshis B'Kumasa Nivru'u exhibit placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, which reminds us the moon was diminished after protesting its being equal in size to the sun and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu placated the moon since the moon was correct. So the judges of the Maisa Breshis exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model short par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Breshis Bo Kumasa Nivru'u exhibit placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, and were amused at the smiley face flowers in the exhibit that showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to bring out the vegetation until Adam Rishon davened, which reminds us the vegetation on the third day did not grow until Adam Rishon davened for rain on the sixth day. So once again, the judges at the Maisa Breshis exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model short par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Breshis Bo Kumasa Nivru'u exhibit placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, and were amused at the smiley face flowers in the exhibit that showed that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to bring out the vegetation until Adam Rishon davened. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Vav. So the Siman Daf Nun Vav is a Shushan Shul going, "Nu Nu, Nu Nu." When the Shushan Shul yelled, "Nu Nu, Shushan Shul," saying, "Nu Nu," that must move around Daf Nun Vav. When the Shushan Shul yelled, "Nu Nu," at a weasel that was biting a bird on its head and went to check it with his finger, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses examining the brain of a bird bitten by a weasel to see if it was punctured. So when the Shushan Shul yelled "Nu Nu" at a weasel that was biting a bird on the head and went to check it with his finger, the man who was boiling up water in the coffee room to inspect the color of the intestines from a bird who fell into a fire, which reminds us that we discuss organs changing color due to fire and how to test them through boiling. So when the Shushan Shul yelled Nunu at a weasel that was biting a bird on the head and went to check it with his finger, the man who was boiling up water in the coffee room to inspect the color of the intestines from a bird who fell into a fire came running out and knocked another bird to the ground, causing its intestines to come out without being punctured, just as they read the pasuk Huasecha Mekoneneka, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists injuries in a bird which is ruled kosher, including Yatsu b'nei me'eha v'lo nikvu. Its intestines came out but were not punctured. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says this only applies to a hipach man, that he didn't invert them when putting them back. But if you put them back into the bird upside down, it's a trefa, as the pasuk says, Huasecha v'konenecha. He made you and established you. Mulamed shebar kodesh baruch hu konanias ba'adam. This teaches that a kodesh baruch hu created bases in men, meaning a particular order to organ structure. Shim nepach achas man in yachu lichios, so that if one of them was inverted, he cannot live. And the same applies to birds. Daf Nun Zayin. So the simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a long nose. So here goes. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the din of dislocated thigh bones and wings of birds and the concern of punctured lungs. So when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, which reminds us that we learned about Rabbi Shimon Chalofsky's experiments, how he regrew a bird's down to prove it's not a trefa, and whether ants have a king. So when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, while they both waited anxiously to see if the last long-nosed female deer would give birth to prove is not a trefa, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Simun l'trefa yud beis chodesh. The indication of whether an animal is a trefa is if it survives for 12 months. Other methods to permit a trefa are broad. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, gave away free eggs from a hen who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, which reminds us, a Maimra said, regarding the eggs of a bird which was a trefa, Shichwa Kama Asira, the first clutch of eggs is forbidden because it was considered part of the hen at the time it became a trefa. Any subsequent eggs are permitted because it's a case that Zev is a gorim, this forbidden factor, referring to the trefa hen, and this permitted factor, the rooster, caused together, which is permitted. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, gave away free eggs from a hen who became a trefa to his goyish contractor who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Kol bria she'ein bo etzem, any creature which has no bones, such as an insect, eino miskayim yud beis chodesh, cannot live for 12 months. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, gave away free eggs from a hen who became a trefa to his goyish contractor who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months and replaced with an exhibit of animals with extra limbs, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that if an animal has 5 legs or 3 legs, it's considered a mum. Rav Huna says this only applies to an extra or deficient 4-leg, but chos v'yasa b'regel, a deficiency or redundancy in a hind leg, it's a trefa and may not be eaten at all because kol yasir kanatul dami, anything extra is like something removed, just as a missing hind leg would be a trefa, an extra hind leg is also a trefa. Daf Nun Tes, so the simon Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. The knight, that must be on Daf Nun Tes, knight in shining armor. The knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves were covered in shining armor, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the signs for kosher creatures of 4 categories, behemoths and chayos, birds, grasshoppers, and fish. Although the Torah did not record simanim of kosher birds, the sages provided simanim. Our Brisa states that any animal which is malagera brings up its cud, b'yadu she'eno shanayim lamala v'tohura, it's known not to have upper teeth and is kosher. As Rav Chisda said, if one was traveling in the wilderness and found an animal with severed hooves, bodik befia, he may inspect its mouth, and if it lacks upper front teeth, it's kosher. So the knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves were covered in shining armor, admitted defeat when he searched the world for animals with only 1 siman of kashrus and could only find the 4 listed in the Torah, which reminds us that we learned that the only animals with a single siman of kashrus are the 4 recorded in the Torah, the gemal, shafan, arnevis, and chazir. So the knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves were covered in shining armor, admitted defeat when he searched the world for animals with only 1 siman of kashrus and could only find the 4 listed in the Torah, and went on to learn the simanim of a chaya, which are relevant to know if the chalev is mutter, which reminds us, a brisa describes the signs of a chaya, an undomesticated animal. Since their signs of kashrus are identical to those of behemoths, Rabbi Zera explains this means lahatir chelba, to permit its fats, which are forbidden in behemoths. The brisa says, kol sheyesh lo kranayim utlapayim, any animal which has horns and pointed split hooves. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which duff do we learn that the lack of upper front teeth is a simon of a kosher animal? That's on duff. Nuntes. Good. Number 2. Which duff do we learn that all my sabreshus was created fully formed and that the bull which Adam Rishon sacrificed had a single horn on its forehead? That's on duff. Samach. Good. Number 3. Which duff do we learn that the only animals with a single simon of kashrus are the four recorded in the Torah? That's on duff. Nuntes. Good. Number 4. Which duff do you discuss what the din is of a punctured spleen? That's on duff. Nunhei. Good. Number 5. Which duff do you discuss organs changing color due to fire and testing them through boiling? That's on duff. Nunvav. Good. Number 6. Which duff do you when the moon was diminished after protesting its being equal in size to the sun? That's on duff. Samach. Good. Number 7. Which duff do you discuss the din of the eggs or offspring of a trefa? That's on duff. Nunches. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we have in Machlokas whether a dislocated thigh bone makes an animal a trefa? That's on duff. Nundalad. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we discuss a gluda, a flayed animal? That's on duff. Nunhei. Good. Number 10. Which duff do we learn that the vegetation on the third day did not grow until Adam Rishon davened for rain on the sixth day? That's on duff. Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.